Royal Valley Locker Room Chat continuing here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. We're joined now by Panthers boys basketball coach, that is Chris Brown, and a great start here in 2023. You come out of the break in that first game last week, going on the road, tough place to play at Hiawatha, and you pull that one out 62-58, and then big time at Jeff West on Tuesday. How about 62-31? So two wins in two games out of the break. It's got to feel pretty nice.
Yeah, you know, two road games, you know, two where we had to travel. So super happy with both of them. Obviously, at Hiawatha was definitely a back-and-forth game. They had a great first quarter. We had a great second quarter, and then the second half was pretty much even, and we could have made things easier on ourselves by making a few more free throws down the stretch, but happy to come away with the win. And then, of course, last night at Jeff West, we came out and we played okay in the first half, but we just played our best quarter of the year in the second quarter there, and we're able to get a big lead at half and then get some guys into the game and get some experience for people. So.
It's always nice, yeah, too, when you mention getting some of those younger guys in when you can, and it's certainly a better feeling when you can get them in late in the game when you're on the winning side of maybe a wider margin. So how do you see some of those younger players kind of developing in the limited time they've had on the floor?
Yeah, you know, we've got, you know, two juniors that start for us, and it'll definitely be a part of our plans, you know, next year. But then we've got, you know, a couple other juniors and then three sophomores on our varsity bench there that we need to start integrating them more, because they're going to have to take on a much bigger role next year. And they're doing well. You know, Matt Buskirk is a sophomore for us who was able to get in the second quarter and got a couple steals and made some things happen. And then Jackson Stevens and Carson Beam are two sophomores who two guards who can really shoot it well and do a lot of good things. And anytime we can get those guys some experience, like I said, not only is it going to help us this year, because there's a good chance that we may need them to play meaningful minutes at some point, but certainly helps prepare us for the future as well.
You know, we've talked, you know, in shows past about some of the players on your team, and I know we've talked about Preston Ross before, but, you know, I've broadcasted a couple of your games now, and boy, one player I really like is Daniel Coleman. He's, you know, a very good touch around the rim, kind of a smooth jump shot. He can handle it. He's got good size, and he's played pretty well for you, particularly here to start 23.
Yeah, you know, Daniel, he, you know, by the end of last year, he was, him and Trayson both, but they were both playing, you know, significant minutes off the bench, and Daniel had really kind of turned into our sixth man and, you know, played significant minutes in the state tournament, and so we knew that he had some big-time experience coming into this year, but he certainly elevated his game. It's an all-around game. He gets in passing lanes. He's comfortable with the ball in his hands or off the ball, so he can help us in so many ways. And like you said, he's got a good jump shot. He started shooting the ball, just not great this year, but he's really picked it up the last four or five games. And when his jumper's falling and he's that quick, he's a tough guard. So been super happy with him and Trayson, both kind of our returning guys have just done a great job of leading the way and elevating their own games.
Team sitting here at 5-3, 2-0 after the holiday break, and looking to continue that trend on Friday with another matchup in the Big 7. This time it's at home against Nemaha Central. Thunder are coming off a win against Riverside on Tuesday. They're back at 500. You know, they had, obviously, they didn't have practice time early because a lot of those guys playing won the football state championship. Maybe took them a little bit to get going, but it seems like this Thunder team is maybe gelling a little bit more than what they were looking like early in the season. And, you know, they got good sized guards, and they got a 6'8 kid that comes off the bench. Didn't play a whole lot Tuesday night, but they got a good mix and obviously one of the best coaches in the league.
Yeah, I wish we played them December 2nd, I'll tell you that. you know, playing them at mid-January, now they're getting their practices under the belt. So it's a big game. If you look at our common opponents, we have the exact same results. You know, we've beat the same teams they've beat, and we've lost to the same teams they've lost to. So I think it's very much a defining game for both of us on Friday when you start looking at the pecking order of how the league, you know, might end up finishing out. So we're certainly expecting their best shot and their best game, and we're going to try to match that. And, you know, for us, the biggest key is usually if we can shoot the ball well, we know we have a great chance to win. And if not, we have to really focus on getting those stops, because it's hard to win when you're scoring in the 30s. So that's what we hope we can do, is knock some shots down and give ourselves a chance.
Royal Valley boys basketball coach Chris Brown joining us. A couple of wins here in 23, most recently at Jeff West. They will be at home on Friday hosting Nemaha Central. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday.
All right. Thank you.